Welcome to Shomer Shavu on the Daf. She responds to Lo Yinishmas Amar BeYakov Shalom LeAbba Sitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Lamed Ches. The more throughout the Daf brings two opinions of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says in the pasuk Asher Loi Oiroso that a woman, a Naira who's a Moiroso, the Knas doesn't go to her father but it goes to herself. The other opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that even Naira Moiroso, the Knas goes to her father. Hi, it says Asher Loi Oiroso. Mashwa, if she was Moiroso, if something changes. Says the Gemara, that's for Gzeir Shava to teach you how much is the Knas. So the Gemara Amud Bey says, Bishwa Koyta Bekiva in the Mishnah. So you have Gzeir Shava, and you have the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk, and the Pashup Shah Pasuk does mean something. Asher Loiroso goes to her father. If it is Moiroso, it goes to herself. But Koyta Bekiva of the Bright Soul comes the Gzeir Shava, Mafkele Lekro Mi Pashte Legamri. The Gzeir Shava, the Yudashin, or Yiras for something else, takes away completely the simple Pshat in the Pasuk. The simple Pshat in the Pasuk says that only a Asher Lo Yiraso, only a woman who is not Moiraso, you give the Knas to her father. But according to the Kibbutz of the Braiso, even in Moiraso, you give the Knas to the father, and Moiraso comes to Gzeir Shava. So the Gzeir Shava takes away the simple understanding of the Pasuk. The Gzeir Shava takes away the Posh Pshat in the Pasuk. And the Gemara says that cannot be. Comes the Gemara and says, you have to say, instead of Shaloi Rosso, Shaloi Aruso. If she's engaged right now, she doesn't get Knas. But in any case, this Gemara is teaching us a big insight that you see that a Gzeir Shava cannot take away the Posh of Shah the Pasuk. And this is what the Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam comes and emphasizes. The Rambam there, the Yisoid of the Rambam is, the many of the mitos shatayu nidreshes bahem, many of the drushas of Chazal, is not considered to be something that came from the Torah, but it's something that Chazal said. They saw Beruach Kotcher to say it, and it's not really in the Torah Shemachtav. And that's why it's different. Many times the drushas don't fit with the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk. That's a simple understanding in the Rambam. The Ramban argues with the Rambam very strongly. The main story the Rambam comes to say that every drush of Chazal, every midrash atoyin drushes b'hem, is a pshat in the Torah. That's what the Torah Shevachtav means. This goes back to what we spoke about a few shurim ago. The Torah Shebaalpeh is not a separate Torah. Torah Shebaalpeh is an explanation of Torah Shevachtav. It's coming to give us the hand to come and understand Torah Shevachtav, but it's really a derivative of Torah Shevachtav, and that's what the Rambam comes to emphasize. Many of the Mephoshim, Sefer HaMitzvahs, like the Megillas Esther and the Marganis Otavo, want to say the Rambam was not arguing with this Yisoid of the Ramban. He just says it in other words, but he agrees with this concept. But the Ramban brings this Raya from our Gemara. That our Gemara says that Gzeir Shava doesn't take away from the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk. Always, you need to have the Pashup Shat. Every drush of Chazal is coming from the Pashup Shat. And this is what we have throughout Shas. Ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi. According to the understanding of the Rambam, the way the Rambam writes it, is there's the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk. Then there's a drush which is not related to the Pashup Shat. Says Ramban, no. Ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi means that always the Pshat is the source for all the drushas of Chazal. Every drusha needs to fit with the Pshat. Every drusha is an addition and an extension of what the Pshat is. And says the Ramban, there's only one exception to this, and this is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara there says, Omar Abrova, Avagat b'chol ha-Torah kulo ein mikro yoytze v'dei pshutoi. Throughout the Torah, that always you have the Pashup Shat HaPasuk. Hacha, by Yevamo, also Gzeir Shava fiktei pashto legamri. Here the Gzeir Shava takes the Pashup Shat. The Gemara explains that the Pasuk Vayab Chorsha Tele doesn't mean the son, it means the brother, as the Gemara says over there. That's the only place in Shas that we have a Jerusha that does not fit the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk. Everything else has to fit and has to actually extend from the Pasuk. That's the biggest story of the Ramban, and he brings our Gemara as a Raya. Gzeir Shava is not a fikte le pashto dekra. The Gzeir Shava doesn't take away the Pashup Shat. The Gzeir Shava has to fit and has to be an extension of the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk. That's how all drushas of Chazal work. This is so you learn from our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.